Welcome, everybody. Thank you for coming out today. We have our last reading of spring 2016 at the Poetry Center is our Poetry Center Book Award reading. And this year's Book Award winner is Holly Hardy for her book, How to Take a Bullet and Other Survival Poems. She'll be reading today along with Mukta Sambrani, who was the award judge this year. And I think Holly's book was selected from about 200 books. These books are submitted by publishers generally, authors and publishers, friends of the poets can send the work in, and so forth. And I think we get something like 150, 200 books each year. And so this book was published in 2015 and is our award winner for this year. So congratulations to Holly Hardy. I'm going to introduce both of the poets. Mukta will read first. And then, Mukta, if I could get you to read the statement that you wrote regarding Holly's book, just to introduce her before she comes on. I'll leave it up here on the podium. Yeah. Great. Thank you. Holly Hardy's the author of this book, How to Take a Bullet, and it's from Punk Hostage Press, I think Beverly Hills. No, Hollywood, California. And she got her MFA here in poetry from San Francisco State University. Right now she's teaching writing classes at SF Creative Writing Institute, or among other places, San Francisco State here, and at Berkeley City College. I think there's something happening there tonight. An active participant in the Bay Area literary scene, Hardy co-hosts the popular reading series Saturday Night Special, an East Bay open mic. She's a founder and core producer for the Beast Crawl Literary Festival in Oakland, co-curator of Litquake's Flight of Poets, and a former editor-in-chief of 14 Hills, the SFSE Review, which is the graduate student-edited magazine here. Her work has appeared or is forthcoming in numerous journals, including Red Light Lit, Ekphrastic, California, 14 Hills, 1111, Sparkle and Blink, The Common, A Sharp Piece of Awesome, Parthenon West Review, One Dead Cow, Transfer, Milvia Street, and other journals. She lives in Oakland. Mukta Sambrani is an Indian-born poet and educator born in the U.S. I mean, based in the U.S. Indian-born and based in the U.S. Her first book of poems, The Woman in This Room Isn't Lonely, which is here today for people to purchase, really beautiful edition from the Writer's Workshop in Calcutta, was published in 1997. So a bit of a collector's item. You can take that home with you. Her second book, Broom Rider's Book of the Dead, which we also have, was published by Paperwall Media and Publishing in Mumbai in 2015. Mukta's work has appeared in Verse, M Literary, Sipakli, 14 Hills, Hyphen Magazine, Laundry Pen, The Scribbler, Poetry Chain, and anthologies such as the Blood Axe Book of Contemporary Indian Poets, an anthology titled 60 Indian Poets, We Speak in Changing Languages, The Dance of the Peacock, Suvanareka, and others. I did that pretty well. She is the recipient of the 2003 Audre Lorde Creative Writing Award and an honorable mention for the Starcherone Prize. Mukta lives in Oakland, California, where she is a public school administrator in a middle school. And please welcome Mukta Sambrani.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here. Thank you, Holly, for writing these amazing poems, which made it for this, you know, made it possible for this reading. And thank you, Steve, and the Poetry Center, and Elise, for having me back. I haven't read at the Poetry Center since 2003 when I got the Audre Lorde Award. So it's lovely to be back and to come out of hiding of sorts. These days, I just talk to young men and women about their choices. That's the kind of poetry I write. So would you like me to read first and then read?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. So I'm going to read from my first book. People like this book. Parts of it are anthologized in anthologies of contemporary Indian writers. I guess that's what got me the title, Contemporary Indian Writer, this book did. So, Man with the Plastic Heart. The man with the plastic heart unhooks his heart-lung machine and bends down to kiss. She gives him her cheek, he smiles, steps into aqualung, bodysuit, flippers, slips over the edge, dissolves in a scream of bubbles. He sinks fast. She opens her breast pocket, finds the heart-shaped candy, chews it into gum, and spits after him. Her heart dissolves. Streaks of blood die downstream. The idea of a wife. The idea of a wife begins to nudge at his bedside. Maybe she will make 2 a.m. soups for his whim and him. He turns to the woman. Let's, he says. Fuck, she says. They share a tall glass of water. Then there is a knock on the door. That must be your wife, she says. Time for seasons. It's back again, the time for seasons. I can't stop calling you names. Then I call your name. Two sparrows nestle here, two hawks in the palm tree in your window. Everything happens in twos, beginning and end. The time for seasons is the time for stale jokes. You are a pot full of memory curdling in vinegar smoke. Women stand like lampposts down the street. You hail your cab at alternate nodes, you recall. That is the stuff you're made of. The time for seasons replaces the time for rotting. It is the time for the ferry boat. If you miss it, you miss it. I met the moon last night. It said the clouds were cooling. The peaks in the horizon sighed. The time for waking, a time for colors. It is a time for seasons, a time for change. The same. This is the same woman as the girl in the picture, mister, only a little older. Her mother has slapped her cheeks flat. The road has sucked her feet dry. The wind has blown her skin coarse. The rain has washed her curls away. Someone has had her dreams. Someone has had all her stories. This is the same woman, mister, the girl child in the picture. This is the same. New book. Dreams native to her body are beginning to escape. She buys a new address book and fills it with alien numbers. A new bag for her books, new job, new shoes, and she has regained her sense of identity again. She will change trains now, step out, step in, clean. The stations run like men. She scrubs the platform and begins over again. Clean slate. Her breath smells sweet. She's a new book again. So those are new book poems from my old book, and then a few from my new book. Broomrider's Book of the Dead relies on the premise that this work, which reads sometimes like poetry, sometimes like long paragraphs with footnotes, are the found fragments of a writer by the name Anna Albuquerque, who lived and died unpublished. And someone found her work and pieced it together as this manuscript. So it plays with the idea of found poetry. Anna is... She skirts the identity of a political prisoner and someone with mental illness. She could pass for both, or someone who lives between two worlds, embracing an immigrant or an alien identity. So all of those premises could work with this book. And this was my MFA thesis, so I'm very grateful to the Department of Creative Writing for educating me and holding me close as I played with this book. What the author is not. The disclaimer, mediator, the medium, the muse, the maker, the participant, the precipitator, the conductor, the soul, the arbiter, the arbitrator, the linchpin, the vortex, the cortex, the core, the mean, the meridian, the margin, the compass, the median, the medium, the sextant, the value, the vault, the fault, the sensor, the sense, the palate, the probe, the hypothetic, the catalyst, the talent, the marker, the herder, the being, the redemption, the redeemer, the redeemer, the fusion, the purpose, the function, the functor, the seeker, the taker, the keeper, the inheritor, the inheritance, the savior, the save, the savored, the severer, the mutant, the mute, the fruit, the bloodline, the reporter, the police, the statistician, the master, the actor, the enactment, the statement, the fragment, this. What the artifact museum keeper is not, I, mine, you, your, we, our, they, them, these, those, there. What we are is space potential, space historic, space parenthetic, space discursive, space mathematical, space heresies, space dysfunction, space ethos, space contrary to meaning, space illusion, space mutable, space the enactment of space. Time, space, duration of space, a time in the life of space, earth, space, God or evolution, space, you choose your heresy, space. Everything is a translation, and like translation, everything has failure implicated in it. Now, Ishmael couldn't come up with something like that, could he? Ishmael is so high school angst. The Artifact Museum was bombed the day war broke out. The curator and his staff perished instantly. Soldiers were called in to take over the Artifact Museum. Calloused hands caressed the breasts of goddess statues. I see this young soldier boy keeping the vigil in the halls of the ancestors. Some smile in spite of the disfigurement. When Anna thinks he fills a notebook, he's filling it with poems or fragments. Anna wants to present a rendition of his notebook to the world. She has no doubt he understands everything in spite of his inexperience and his youth. To her, he's as much as a curator as his scholarly predecessor. Anna believes in the potential of things. Five poems for mothers who speak no English. Postscript. Pay no attention to the poems, mother. You know you said I'm always reading and writing and saying this and that or talking too much. What the postman might translate. I'm thinking of you on the front steps, cleaning, always cleaning. Ask the schoolmaster if he received the dictionaries I sent by airmail. The children and I pray every day and hope your knees are better. This letter is short because you always say I write and read and talk too much, and I'm thinking of your eyes. Think nothing of the rumors, mother. Sashi, or how moon could mean sun. We've never met, but I'm writing to you from having known your son. He was very gifted. I know you know this, or perhaps don't believe me, or don't know what to make of this letter. We walked together, he and I, with many other people, drunk and full of optimism. We talked. I was a hypocrite for wearing leather while vegetarian. To rise fully, you must fall fully first. I know that now. I hope someone reads this to you. I know you thought long and hard before you named him. Sema. Hair, root, blossom, apple, tree, bosom, beet, thou shalt not celebrate. He who makes from clots of blood, she unend, tie down, clusters explode from fruits turning yellow for sun. Keep my hands so I may swirl, body naked under habit, unlocking light under world, dark left behind. Turn from under tilted honey, leaning head into axis, taking with the right from heaven to give into. After wind, Ishmael or Isaac, indigo, Mephisto, cobaltic, your animal, a prophet, a prosthetic, loud, Abel, my son, law to serve, etude, suffice. Running between mountains and thirst, pebbles to feed shaitan, my dust. The other rises wingless between lush and lust, like fingers unequal, held in prayer. The day transit between blocked spaces, what is lost, relentless shroud and hope only known to stone, for forgiveness never knowing if the artist's climb will be mine, between times beholding happens once, again, and perhaps never may I be the whirling between deaths, arms and feet, my head, stone, turning in your light. Mouth organs morph, form motion from song in fast inner ear, sealing the speaking in the bowl, speechless, igniting bead after string, cast my shell, the destined center, falling out. Between exile and redemption or drops of water, writes my passage, the only sky known to me from falling outward, heaven only rising like sour pomegranate, upstream to tongue, bitter skin stolen before its time from home or keeper to keep. Keep me so I may. What is found in absence? Lids for your cups, lashes 1 to 100, weaving in bright strands, your fabric sea-green motion of the sphere rolling, my feet, your word, my hands, your name, my mouth, your gifts, abundant branches kissing earth. Return me so I may turn to you, sweet dew on blade or grass, wall-less I walk. Rejection slips. 1. Dear Miss Albukar, we like your work. However, we will be unable to publish it for several reasons. As a matter of personal curiosity, I'd like to know why your typing is so bad and why you insist on typing on a defunct machine. Is it intentional in the scheme of your meta-narrative to put your reader through the ordeal of making sense of a manuscript with no index and unnumbered pages? We would very much like it if you would be kind enough not to reproduce any part of our letter in one of your poems in the future. Especially since our friends at Dodo, Walrus, and Birdbrain warn us about your extreme idiosyncratic mysticism, which both compels you to do it and keeps us from publishing you. We don't like to gossip, but is it true that you lost your only job at a publishing house because they found out that you are Anna Plum of the extreme lurid erotica? We're sorry, we quite like the idea. Why don't you consider working on erotica with a feminist slant? That would very much suit us. Would you get back to us then? 2, sorry Anna, we can't. Rejection slip number 3. No. Vehement rejection note from passionate editor to interested colleague. Anna Albukar, are you kidding me? Etc. Sorry, Anna. Anna, no. Not Anna. Sorry, Miss Albukar. Sorry. No. No, we can't. Not this season. Not this year. No, our schedule does not permit. I hope you understand. Good luck. Sorry. We regret that we'll not be able to consider your manuscript. Our publication schedule does not permit us, but we like it. If it is any help. Sorry, Anna. Sorry, Anna. Sorry, Anna. You missed your century, darling. You would have done great language work a century ago. Great researcher you would have made. Sorry, love. Rejection slips are good, both real and manufactured. Names Anna forgets. Narayan Vishwanath Padmapani. Tell me the story of the swallowed plumpet, a girl carried away to a den of ants. Silence for breaking. Break it. Was it a boy imprisoned by carpenter birds, not woodpeckers? No. Was it a boy? Break. Who gets on the wrong train? He is the ocean of love, ocean of compassion. Who puts her hand in the river? He has many hands. In one, he holds a lotus. Whose hand is taken by the crocodile? He saves Narayan Padmanabh. His name is screaming ocean, screaming earth. The perfect bow of his lips, lotus stems for wrists, his feet, wet lotus leaves, sinuous, his spine, axis of the universe, Trivikram, master of three worlds, lotus navel, conch shell and mace, the sun, his discus, spear and flute, accompaniment, a carriage of horses, snake for bed, Vaikunth, land unseen, a woman's softest tendrils to stroke his feet and he hers, a woman lush, Padmapani. What the child cannot see hurled into the stars, the unfolding arms of the lotus. For a dream to haunt her, is it a nightmare? You, which ocean are you? In the placid, non-murky plains, no arms, no blue god rising to pull or to embrace, no ocean of constant reconciliation, but there it is, an ocean, isn't there? A lotus rests in his right hand. But who is freed here? In what ocean? After swallowed plumpet, nose turns to tree, blue god sets elephant free, crocodile redeemed as nightmare brings notice to pre-dawn hazes and dry heat. What lotus? Mendicant holds swapped child for one life, swapped child redeemed. Someone said life is cheap there, because people are reborn. Who decides what price? Padmapani. Lessons taught and learned, the aesthetic of obedience, now full antiseptic darkness of closed doors, within every lotus petal, ocean of love. From his navel emerges the creator. Anna shifts in the familiar discomfort of the atheist. Anna sees him reclining, his name committed to amnesia, like ocean, now empty. He turns green leaf to morsels, much like any god. He eats, he drives, he sleeps, he makes love. Women love him, he charms. Blue skin becomes him. Anna turns blue lotus stem under her tongue. Arms radiate symmetrical, hands of the tree. In every compartment in the hexagonal arrangement, he encompasses, encompass. It is he, ocean, Padmapani. He sets down the lotus stem, takes her face in blue hands, and there he rests it, his benevolence, screaming ocean, blue burning. My name is Vestiges. Blue hands rest on her chest. Nothing escapes around culverts for the fine strain of instruments. My green hand embraces rubble and water. I, Vestiges of what is and what wasn't, take form in shapes you recognize as the world. Mystical as mountains, hidden as breath, you my point of squinting at the sun. I am yours of what is left behind. Nothing escapes his eyes, for he, Jagadish, lord of the world and Vestiges, plumpets and anthills. He is nothing without her. And then I'll read a poem called Fruits. It was written after the Sanskrit Subhashit, which goes, Vasantakale samprapte kakah kakah pika pika, which is loosely translated, the springtime separates the crowing of the crow from the cuckoo of the cuckoo, because in the springtime, the crow realizes that she's been mothering the cuckoo. Fruits. In the spring mating of the disparate blossoms, wings instead of beaks, mourning crow, mother, loss and pain, shoveled away like dark shells in dirt. In the blossom-ridden treetop, the mother crow surrounded longs, cacophony. Myth has it that the mother crow mourns in spring. She awakens to voices shouting treachery. No melody here, my calls answered early, unearthly grief. Survival matters, my offspring smothered early in egg. Death by fall or predator, but death most of all. That your arms would never take you from me, crumpled in sticky mud. It matters nothing to the yellow sun yolk. In another life, Anna pieced together a living as a translator of epics, documenting the oral tradition and writing poetry. But then she wrote porn to make ends meet. Anna is now convinced that translation is fruitless and inconsequential. Epitaphs. Then when you decide time and venue will follow people in great numbers, the flower petals and tears gathered, years unlived. On this day, my eyes, I send you instead. The shallow form goes gently. In the bitter, sweet, sour, remember my ritual and culinary half. That I have drowned without sun, roof, my restless glance over tree line, coyote, lost rock, the names of my kindred, downed owner, and all herds melt as moonlight into frame. What she could have to do with all this, the poet tells us, the theme, the scheme, the journey, turning light, neat trims and hedges between the homes of her now neighbors. In her face, the questions imploring stars, where from, whence to, wherefore, whenceforth, how to, my word, says the author, her need or conjecture toward, or an archaeology of, land in my embrace, word, who are you, where fern, oak, cedar meet my skin, is it in your hair, who lies here, testament to landfill. Yonder lie my father's fields. In another life, Anna stops longing for freedom. In another life, Anna is set free. Her words turn to poems and songs. Her songs turn to rivers and fields. Shadows turn to people in better light. Light climbs in through the black rods in the grilled window. It is moving toward her. It is passing through her. It has passed through. Anna is washed in one night. It seems that she has dreamt a lifetime in one night. Good. Thank you.